and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter.
You are listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God, mighty men of valor, mighty women of valor. We thank God for you listening in. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds, where we're releasing the sounds of the kingdom of God. And we thank God for you. Thank God for you listening in. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We had an awesome time on yesterday. We had evangelist Andre Graham of Graham Central Station, businesswoman, been in business for 24 years, established in the community. Oh, glory to God. Also a preacher of the gospel, and we thank God for it. And guess what? We got her right back here today. Oh, glory to God. But before I turn her loose, I want to remind you that we have our Christ in the Marketplace business coming up, business conference coming up on the 19th through the 21st, and the location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. We have a powerful man of God, glory to God, businessman known internationally, nationally, locally, regionally, oh, glory to God, and he's going to be the keynote speaker during the majority of the speaker. I'm going to get my jabs in here and there, but that's the 19th through the 21st. We want to encourage you to come on out, oh, glory to God, and watch how God bless you. Amen. You know, I tell folks that if I'm fighting a cold, I don't say I have a cold, but if I'm fighting a cold and you get next to me, you'll catch what I got. Oh, glory to God. And so we want the catchers. We want people that want it. Hallelujah. You know, who was that? Elisha wanted what was on Elijah's life, and he was willing to stay close enough to catch it. He was willing to stay close enough to get it. And so we're going to have some anointed business people there. Oh, glory to God. And we want to encourage you, get close so you can catch what we got. All right. Praise the Lord. And so anyways, that's 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. And that's the 19th through the 21st. All right. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Oh, great, excellent, superb, outstanding, fantastic, wonderful. I believe
Amen.
If you ask me, if you ask me how am I doing, I need to have something to say. I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife of 32 years. I might as well, we got a month left, and I might as well go ahead and say 32.
Amen, beautiful.
Oh, glory to God. And so I'm going to let you give a shout out to who you will.
I would like to give a shout out to my husband. I would like to give a shout out to my mom and my family and my friends and my customers.
Amen.
And hey, to everybody out there.
Amen. And your church family.
And my church family, Steph.
To our church families. Oh, glory to God. The people of Victory International, praise. We thank God for you. Thank God for your support. Everything that you do. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, well, we had a great time on yesterday. Praise God, woman of God, and a great topic. And I thank God you talked about structure. You talked about being on time. You talked about realizing that your customers are your boss. Oh, glory to God. You know, even in this business, woman of God, we realize that, guess what? Every customer is not always right. But there are times when we need to make them feel like they're right.
That's correct.
You know, And so anyways, but I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to you. I thought we had some great subjects. I can't even remember everything that we talked about, but, you know, discipline, structure. Oh, glory to God. I love the direction that God sent you in. Go ahead, woman of God.
And when you said, you know, I like that you said about not all customers are right, but you have to make them think you're right. And that's another thing that they're right. I'm sorry. And that's another thing.
Because it'd be great if we made them think that we are right. It's like, I'm right. Okay, all right. Well, then, you know, but then they just walk on out the door and they're like, he was right. He was right.
He was right. No, they're not going to walk out like
that.
But,
easy.
But I want to say that's another thing I want to bring up. And that was doing the right thing.
Yes.
If you do the right thing by your customers, you'll always, you know, you don't take the cheap in, or you don't go and just go buy the cheap stuff and put the cheap stuff on their hair, but then want to, you've been buying what's really required for their hair, but then you want to go buy the cheap stuff and still want to charge them the same price. You just do
right by your
customers.
Yes.
Doing the right thing always bring right results.
Yes.
And you will become trustworthy in the community.
Yes.
You will be, your business will gain a reputation.
Yes.
And reputation is important.
Yes.
One thing I always hear people say about my reputation in this business is, I grow your hair, or I'm not gonna put cheap products that they can go buy in the hair store. I'm gonna do my best to make your hair grow.
Right.
And that's one thing I always hear about myself in the community, that I'm going to do right by you.
Right.
And that's important that we do right.
I'm glad you're talking about that, because you're no better than the products or the equipment that you work with. I've never seen a mechanic take an engine out with a screwdriver.
You must have the correct tools. I've learned that sometimes, you know, I didn't have the correct tools and I'm trying to do something, it didn't come out correctly.
Okay.
But once I got the right tools,
man,
that thing came out like, butter. It was easy for me. So making sure that you have the best equipment, you'll do a better job and perform a better job, and people don't mind paying for what they want. That's the word I'm trying to say.
You know, you what you're saying is so true, because guess what, you know, there's a restaurant that I like to go to, Sus, and I noticed that they begin to go up on the prices and cut back on the food.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, wait a moment. You know, I said, I mean, one time they brought me some food out and I could see the bottom of the bowl. They brought me some greens out and I'm looking at the bottom of the bowl. And I said, wait a moment. I said, now, I noticed that you guys are going up on the price, especially in this day and age. Everybody's going up on the price. But then don't go up on the price and cut back on the food also. I don't mind paying the price. But if you go, if you cut back on the food, I'll have to find me another place to eat. And so that's what I love about you, because, you know, when the product guys come around, I seeing you buying the best of the best. You're not cheap, because guess what? People expect the best. People expect for their hair, when they walk out of the salon, they expect that, you know, for their hair to last. They expect for their hair to look good, not to be breaking, not to be falling off. And this is why that's what makes a difference between people that have been in business for all the years like you have and not been in business. As a matter of fact, take a moment, tell us, I know we got, you know, you want to talk about some things. Tell us some of the things that you do right quick so that, you know, people can hear what you do.
I went to a class. I took a class.
Okay.
And I took a class on wig making.
Okay.
And I learned how to make wigs. And that was one of the best things I could have done, and learn how to make wigs. And I went so far, and I bought a sewing machine, but I went and ordered me a really nice sewing machine that was like an industrial sewing machine that makes purses, hats, and shoes. And it's also a wig making machine. And it's almost as big as this desk, and long as this desk. I got it set up in the house. And
I'm just saying, because if I need a pair of shoes made, because, you know, I like shoes, I like nice
shoes.
Well,
you're going to have to hold on. I just can only do hair right now.
All right, go ahead then. I just was checking.
And so, you know, and I make wigs, and I find that to be fun and enjoyable, you know. And if you always wanting to grow your business and wanting to do different things, you will always be really good at it, because you're always trying new things.
Continuous learning.
And when you're continuous learning, you really enjoy it. You really enjoy it, so you're going to put your best foot forward trying to do that.
And you're going to present new things to your customers.
Yeah.
You know, because stuff gets stale.
The same old hairdo
gets stale. And so, you know, when you're able to say present new things to your customers, they love it, you know?
That's right. And it's good to get around other people that are doing things. Like you said, you know, catch what I'm getting.
Right.
And I can remember I enjoyed when my co-worker Cynthia Freeman worked in me, because I was a dinosaur. You know, I was like, I just stuck to the meal and went, you know. And she began to challenge me to grow. And I, you know, sometimes when people challenge you to grow,
right,
you don't always like it. You know, sometimes you need some sandpaper to rub you the right way.
Right.
And she began to just challenge me and to take classes. And I loved her for that.
I'm glad you're bringing it up, because I've been in this profession now probably, I don't even know if I want to go there, but I've been doing hair probably close to 40 years, if not 40 years. I've seen some hairstylists, they get to a point where they're only doing senior citizens' hair. That means that, guess what? If you're not doing any young folks' hair, that means that, guess what? You have made up your mind that, you know, how can I say this here? That
without a vision, the people perish.
Yeah, I'm only doing washing sets. I'm not venturing into, because I see you sew hair in, and I see you not only sew hair in, you know, because, you know, sisters got to be able to jump in the pool nowadays, you know. But anyways, I see you sew hair in, because guess what? People are venturous nowadays, and they can't afford for their stuff to be coming out, dropping on the floor and stuff. And so I see all the creative things that you're doing. You're not limited. That's a good way of putting it. You're not just limited to a certain type of clientele. I noticed that this one hairstylist, they started off doing so many things, you know, and this was a long time ago, and then they got to a complacency where they were just doing older people hair.
Correct.
And they had, you know, left off from doing the other things that they used to do.
That's right. And you must always always be willing to sometimes not let grass grow under your feet, as a per se, and always be willing to grow. And in order to grow, you have to, and that goes back to what we talked about at first, specializing. You have to find someone that specializes in something that you don't have, so that you can invest in their business.
Okay.
And in investing in their business, again, they make money, you make money. And it keeps the economy growing. And then it makes, it's kind of like when I said, you know, I don't mow my yard, I'm going to go find somebody to mow my yard.
Right.
And I hired a lady that comes in and cleaned the shop for me. Now, I can do that. I've been doing it for a while for myself, but I tried other people.
Right.
I even tried where I would try other people to clean my shop and say, okay, I'll barter with you. Bartering is good too.
Yeah.
And I would barter with them. I would, they come and clean my shop.
Right.
I maintain their hair for them.
Right.
And so now I got a lady that comes in and clean my shop, and I pay her.
Right.
And she gets to make money, and I get to make money. And she's part of my family. She's my son's mother-in-law.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's good to try to find within your family first who can do this in the family.
Right.
Because the your family is very important, and if like a family-owned business, and everybody grows.
I love what you're talking about, because people don't understand how businesses impact the community.
They grow.
And I wanted to read this verse of scripture the last time we were talking, but I'm going to read it this time. Zechariah 1 and 18, it says, "Then I lifted up my eyes, and I saw, and behold, four horns." It represents power, might. It represents... And I said unto the angel that talked with me, "What be these?" And he answered me, "These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." In other words, they've scattered the people of God. You know, there are systems set in place, power set in place that have come to scatter. I love what you're saying, because your business is unifying. Your business is bringing people in, uniting. you know. And so the Bible says that in verse 20, and the Lord showed me four carpenters, or, you know, business people. Come on. I won't go too far. Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what come these to do? Need my glasses. And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, or to terrorize them. You know, I just believe that the enemy is afraid of the Christian business people, especially rising up in the community, because we can impact the community. Because now we see what? We see builders, or we see the businessman terrorizing the enemy. Come on. I believe that, you know, God, I believe that God wants to raise us up here in this hour, oh glory to God, to do some great things. And I won't go too far into that, but I just wanted to read that and, you know, just to show you the impact that business people have in a community.
Yeah, that's right. If more Christians were business owners, Christians that really adhere to the Bible, because right. You got some Christians, that really adhere to the Bible and do what the Bible says and how to conduct business, and that is doing things right, the right way. Right. People would be able to have more jobs.
Right.
People will be able to it will grow more. It will be a blessing to the people, and people can trust the business, and the business can trust them. And, you know, I believe that business stay in business for a long time, especially Christian business, by doing what's right with the people and to the people and for the people.
Right.
And it makes a difference.
Well, look at all the businessmen and women that that the Lord worked with in the Bible. I mean, he calls out Abraham. Well, you know, Abraham was a businessman. He had cattle. We see God has been in the business for a very long time. Even the people that he chose to be around him, they were business people. Why, you know, and sometimes you say, well, why would God choose all of these business people? Usually because business people are go-getters. And that's one of the things that I notice about you. You're a go-getter. You know, you don't sit around. You know, you go and get. And then it's like, because you know what? Even like the other day when I was chilling, I was sitting around. I wasn't doing much. You know, you have those days sometimes in this here. And look at the first thing you did. You begin to pray. You know, and which is awesome, because a lot of people don't know to do that. They'll just sit around and worry and panic and stuff like this.
That's right.
Usually in my downtime, I go ahead and start praying and reading my Bible anyways.
Correct.
But I thank God, you know, for the clientele. And so you're a go-getter. Talk about that, you know, if you feel led.
Yeah. I like you said, when I got into business, nobody knew me here.
Right.
And so, like, I went out, I put out flyers, I put them on people's cars, on people's doors, and said, hey, I went and bought me a bunch of business cards. And when I met people, hey, my name is Andrea, you know.
Right.
And I got out of, you can't be shy. You
right.
gotta, you
right.
know, you gotta step out there and
right.
and do what you gotta do. In Proverbs 12 and 24, it says, the diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor.
Oh, wow.
And slave labor is working for somebody else all the time.
Yeah.
And not working for yourself. Well, I learned to be diligent.
Right.
Get up on time.
Right.
Get where I do. They say the early bird catches the worm.
Yes.
And so, you know, I always tried to make myself available and to get out there and do what I needed to do. And also in Proverbs 10 and 4, it says, the lazy hands make a man poor, but the diligent hands bring wealth.
Oh, that's good.
Like I said, if you want to grow, you must always be willing to learn something new.
Right.
You must always be willing to add something to your repertoire so that you can grow and you can have that wealth. And you do what's right and you pay what you're supposed to pay and you'll be okay.
Right.
And be diligent about it.
Right.
Like I said, all of us have the ability. God has given us all gifts.
Right.
To do and to, you know, and I'm going to say this. People that sell drugs are businessmen.
All right.
They businessmen.
They just the wrong type of business.
They just the wrong type of business. They know how to get people underneath them and conduct and say, you do this and you do that. They know structure. They know to get up on time, where to be, when to be, and how to be there. But if they take that and take that money and say, let me do something legally with it. Let me do what is right.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
They can open a business.
And they don't even know they're doing business.
So they're doing business.
Because I tell Christian people, you know, because sometimes we don't understand, how can I say it? We don't understand having, what do you call it, more than one business. I done forgot the word just that quick. Well, you have more than, you're capable of operating in more than one thing. Some of us don't think that we're
multitasking.
Yeah, some of us don't think that we can work a job and also have a business on the side also. Have streams. There we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have streams of income. And we need to start thinking that way. Streams of income, not just one type. See, you make, not only do you make wigs, you make wigs.
I sell oil.
You sell oil. Come on.
I went and invested and bought me some, what are these things called? Covers for your iPhones, your little phones.
Yep.
I went and bought those and sold those.
You're an investor.
I make juices.
Streams. You're looking at a woman who has streams of income. And so I'm saying that for you Christian business people, you know that business upon your life and you're working the job. There's nothing wrong with kickstarting your business on your side. You know what I did? When I worked out on the Space Center for 11 years, I built the clientele out on the Space Center.
That's right.
I have a lot of my clientele was people that worked on the Space Center. You know, some of the black astronauts, what's the female black astronaut? There's people that I cut hair that went out into space. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because I was building my clientele. God put me at the door. And just like you said, you sat at the door. Well, guess what? I sat at the door, that little white room that you see when the astronauts go out into space, blast out into space. You see them climbing into the space shuttle. Well, guess what? I used to work in that area. I sat at the door. I saw them when they came in. They would be in this area. They would need haircuts. And I'd be like, well, hey, you know, I have a hairstyling salon, you know, and I'd hand them my card. And so God knows how to put you at a door, oh glory to God, at a place that you could be a blessing, or that you can build your clientele.
And I also want to say that even if you're not a Christian, you know, just get down on your knees and ask God to show you which way to go. And you got an idea for business, and you want to get out of something, and you want to grow, just begin to get down on your knees. Like I said, a lazy man will be poor. You know, some of us are lazy in prayer.
Yeah.
Just get down on your knees and begin to pray. And you begin to ask God to direct you, to show you, to teach you. God, I don't know what to do, but I know I need to do something.
Yes.
And I
yes.
know you own the cattle. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof.
Yes.
You own the cattle up on the hill. So God, just show me what to do.
Yes.
Take me in the direction in which I should go.
Yes.
And he will show you and he will bring you wealth. His plans is to prosper us. His plan is always to give us wealth and health and always is to bless us. That's what God wants to do. He don't want to make us poor and poverty and shame and guilt. That's not the kind of God we serve.
He blessed the works of our hands.
He blessed the works of our hands. And he wants to do that. You know what? Everybody say, I ain't got nobody to help you. I always say, what's at the end of your arm? What's at the end of your arm is your own hand. He has given you help. Look at the end of your arm and see what is there. And you don't got to look for other people. Look to God who gave you a hand, and get up and do something with that hand. And you will be able to grow and prosper. So, you know,
hit one more. You got any more scripture? Hit one more verse of scripture.
Well, I already said that the diligent hands will rule.
Amen.
And but the laziness will end in slave labor.
God.
A slave has to do with you don't get paid for doing what
That's
you
right.
do.
They're not gonna you're pay
doing
you
it
what
for,
you're worth.
You're not gonna pay you.
You get paid what you're worth, and so they're not gonna pay you. I know we got about 4 or 5 minutes. 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, my time's up. Yeah, they're gonna pay you. You know, I love it because when you are established like you are, you know your worth.
I do.
And people can't come in and say, well, you know, hey, I'll give you a dollar for, you know, this hairdo. No, you know your worth. You can.
But when I came out of the world, I was a slave. I still had a slave mentality. I wouldn't make people pay me what I was worth. Oh, but as God began to free me and I began to pray and I began to get down on my knees and say, God, what? God said, they pay you for this.
Wow.
This is for you.
Wow.
You're no longer a slave. You're free. You don't work for free no more. Yeah. You learn your worth and your value.
The world going to get what they're worth. You know, they're going to get what they're worth. You know, we only got about 3 minutes left. Oh, glory to God. I want you to say something encouraging to pray.
I just want to say this too right quick. I used to do it for free, do some things for real, real cheap. And God said, you a thief. You stealing. I said, God, I'm stealing. He said, yeah, if you was at Walmart and you gave away free stuff, it'll be you stealing from Walmart. Andrea, quit stealing from yourself.
Wow.
So people, don't steal from yourself. You know, you be encouraged. You go before God and you seek God, and God will show you what it is he wants you to do. Because it's in you. He put it in all of us to be able to do things. Just as he did when Jacob got ready to die and he divided everything between his sons. You have this, you have that, this yours. You go to your brother and you get this, and you go to your brother and you get that, and you pay him for this so that prosperity may be. Wow. You have prosperity within you to do.
Wow. Stop stealing from yourself. Oh, glory to God. And as God bless you, tithe. Make sure that you are giving back to God. Amen. Some of the greatest business people are tithers. So we thank God. Amen.
Thank you for that.
Andrea Graham, Evangelist Andrea Graham, businesswoman, 24 years in the community, impacting the community. You know, business people are pillars. They're pillars in the community. Oh, glory to God. And they help to hold up the community. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They help to break you out of the system. I won't even go all into that. The system, you know, you need to terrify the horns, the systems that have been in place to keep the people of God down. And so we won't go all into that. I'll preach about that another time. Thank God for the woman of God and the wisdom. We got wisdom
today.
Thank
you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so we got wisdom on today, and we thank God for that. All right, don't forget, we got that Christ in the Marketplace conference coming up. Oh, glory to God, on the 19th through the 21st at Victory International Praise. That's located 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. And so we want you to be there. I believe the first night is a Saturday night. It's going to be starting at 5 p.m. Oh, glory to God. And we want you to get there. You get every place else that you want to get to. We want you to get there. Amen. God has something for you. God knows how to put you in business. We've seen God put people. Glory to God. Well, anyways, I won't go too far into that. If you want more information, you can email me at TomRobb, TomRobb 7662 at gmail.com. Oh, glory to God. TomRobb, TomRobb 7662 at gmail.com. We thank God for you listening in. Thank God for the people of Victory International Praise, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank God for you. Our church is located 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. Once again, Andrea Hairstyling Salon is at 1631. It's called Graham Central Station. Write it down. Don't forget that. Graham Central Station. She makes wigs. She makes some of the best wigs that you're ever going to see. It's not the cheap stuff like you buy in the stores. You know, some of the stores, and we won't say everybody sells cheap stuff, but this is the real deal hair. She makes wonderful wigs. And that's 1631. You want to give your telephone number out?
Yes.
Email address or something?
That's 321-458-2256, which is my cell phone, or that's 321-632-8855, which is the shop.
All right. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you listening in. We're turning you now over to Pastor Paul, WMIE 91.5, here in the wonderful city of Cocoa, Florida. WMIE, WJFP, WRRJ, all of those good W's. All right, God bless you. We love you.
You are listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, India Land.